The Asia Pacific Report on Sabahul Muslim with Sanusha Naidu.
Good morning, Sanusha, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, and thank you for having me, and hope you're well and warm.
Thank you. We begin by focusing on Emmanuel Macron, and he is in French Polynesia to discuss Indo-Pacific strategy, the legacy of nuclear tests.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting and historic visit. I think it's the first visit that Macron is making to French Polynesia, particularly Tahiti. If we go back and remember that these islands were colonized by the French, and he used the visit as part of his address or his presence at the Olympics, and so he used that as the basis to also then make this visit to French Polynesia. And part of the visit is really around three things. It's about the relationship that France has to the former colonial, the colonies, in particular the French Polynesian former colonies. It's also about the question of climate change, question of the nuclear tests that the French were conducting in the area, in the region, in terms during colonial times, as well as it is about reestablishing connections around the cooperation with regard to vaccines in terms of the coronavirus. I think the more controversial element of the visit is compensation that the French are being asked to pay with regard to the effects that nuclear tests had on communities in the region. In particular, there's been this very tense, very controversial dialogue between French Polynesia authorities and the French government around the fact that there were tests carried out that caused human suffering, that caused degradation of the environment, and more importantly, I think it was what the French are going to do in terms of compensating from a human resource perspective and a humanitarian perspective these communities. The other issue is really around the rising sea levels in the Polynesian islands, in Indo-Pacific, as well as what kind of role France would play in terms of mitigating the risks of climate change. And then finally, I think as a kind of backdrop to all of this is the kind of charm offensive that Macron is making to the islands, particularly because there's also the sense that China is moving in. It wants to increase its presence in French Polynesian islands. It wants to build up more military and other security hardware and diplomacy. So this is another kind of way to push back the Chinese in the Indo-Pacific.
Yes. Let's move on in the region. Japan and Russia's Kuril Islands dispute in spotlight with Putin special economic zone plan.
Yeah, that's another fascinating story that's developing. If we go back to the 1945, just after the Second World War, the Kuril Island was basically part of Japan. It was then taken over by the Soviet Union, and it has remained a disputed island for the longest time between the two sides. Now, we keep hearing about the Spratly Islands and the disputes in the South China Sea with China and territorial sovereignty over islands and disputed islands. But this is one of those issues of diplomacy that has always remained a tense, a very volatile relationship between Tokyo and Moscow. Now, what Russia is trying to do is, again, on the back of the visit to the Olympics, the French Prime Minister made a stopover on the disputed island, which is called the Northern Territories as well. And what happened there was that they're trying to basically improve the presence and create more traction for the Russians on the island. Tokyo is not happy about that, particularly under Prime Minister Suga. They are essentially very disturbed by the fact that the Russians are seeking to increase economic presence on the island, military hardware, economic zone, etc. And I think this is where, again, the challenge is how Japan and Russia will go forward, very much in a different trajectory, because it seems as if Russia sees the island as a way to counter the influence of the U.S. in the region, and more importantly, the military bases that the U.S. may be thinking about in terms of building, and of course, the relationship that the U.S. has with Japan.
Tokyo Olympics, host city reports 3,177 new coronavirus cases, a daily record.
Yeah, I mean, this is not necessarily linked to the games, but it's actually linked to the city of Tokyo, which is the host city for the Olympics. And it is one of the highest, I think, daily rates of incidence that the country has recorded. Now, we do know that in the run-up to the Olympics, there's been a lot of opposition to whether or not Japan should have carried out or continued with hosting the games. There was opposition from civil society groups, from medical groups, saying that this would spike in terms of daily infections and also in terms of whether there was capacity by the Tokyo government or the Tokyo state government, as well as by the national government, to deal with these increasing numbers of infections. So what we're seeing now is that, not necessarily again correlated with the games, although the games, in terms of new infections at the Olympic Games, I think it's reached about 169, and the officials are saying that it's not athletes, it's actually non-athletic individuals who are just not in the athletic village itself. But it does raise concern among civil society groups in Japan and especially amongst the medical fraternity, because there are about three cities in Japan right now that are under a fourth state of emergency when it comes to the coronavirus, and they are urging the government to become much more interventionist with regard to lockdown measures, with the state of emergency and so forth. I think the real challenge for Tokyo and for the Japanese government right now is how are they going to deal with the impact of these new cases with regard to healthcare systems, with regard to people taking PPE measures much more seriously. One of the dilemmas that the Japanese government and the Tokyo state government are facing is that young people have been very blasé about wearing the masks, about basically enduring lockdown measures, and also just, you know, abiding by curfew. And restaurants are being urged to close earlier, not to serve alcohol. So I think at the end of the day, there's a serious issue or a serious challenge in Japan right now in terms of, you know, are the games being hosted on the basis of trying to create some kind of symbolic diplomacy for the country, for the world, trying in all of the mayhem we've seen with the pandemic and other natural disasters and human disasters, but what cost will this come to Japan in terms of the infections that we're now seeing, and are they going to be giving it the attention that they should be giving it?
Yes, a difficult situation that Japan finds itself with being in the midst of the games already. Sunisha, thank you very much for the update. Your time appreciated on Radio Islam. Have a lovely day.
You too, and thank you very much.
Go well, bye-bye.